I always tell people I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I am the host of this show that I like to call Viva La Mock. But I'm really excited because in a few minutes, I'm going to be joined by Vivica Sagastad from the Vivica Sagastad Band, who are performing live tomorrow at Get Hip Records. They have a brand new EP out called The Sun Sessions. So why not start everything off with a preview from The Sun Sessions with Hey Now Sunshine?
She lives on the second floor. floor, committed to reels of passing time. She never goes to time of war. Days of a green apartment, she stares at the open door. Remains of the one she left behind. She didn't know to brightly see. Hey now, sunshine, your love is an endless fire. Hey now, sunshine, a promise to lift you higher. Hey now, sunshine, you're never alone. Your mind is a fickle thing, determined to bring you back around. Intimately, she will brew some tea and turn on the news announcements. The tale of a cracker king, the moment she tells him he's the one she didn't know to brightly see. Remember the distant glint of a crown.
That's the Vibeke Sagastad Band with Hey Now Sunshine from the Sun Sessions EP right here on 88.3 FM WRCT. And I'm joined now with Vibeke Sagastad from the Vibeke Sagastad Band. And they're performing tomorrow night at Get Hip. But for the next, I don't know, anywhere from 5 to 20 to an hour, who knows how long it'll take, we're gonna chat a little bit here on my program. Vibeke, thanks so much for joining.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the listeners who may not be familiar with you or your music, and go back a few years, a little bit of your background, your history. You're native of Norway.
Yes.
And
yes.
You obviously got your start over there, but let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I grew up in a little town called Moss, just outside Oslo, which was kind of the town that I live in now, in Beacon, New York. It was an industrial town turned art and cultural hub. So there was a really great thriving music scene there. So I grew up seeing that it was possible to play in a rock and roll band, which is kind of cool. There was rehearsal spaces. There was like, so as quite young, I started playing with my girlfriends. We had a band called Avslørte Bondepiker, which doesn't make any sense to anyone, but it was the kind of like a pun played on a name of a dessert. And so we played the local scene. We were like 15, 16 years old. And I was kind of picked up by some older guys to sing in their band called Weld, and started playing with them. This was 92, 93. And we quite quickly got some record company offers. So ended up signing with EMI, doing a record with them. Two records with them, actually, 94 and 95. And then I quit the band in 96, started doing my own thing, writing my own songs, and released three more records while also playing with some other combos and stuff over in Norway. Then meeting my now husband on the road in Europe, because he plays with the Fleshtones, and moved to the United States in 2014. And for the longest time, did not play. Or I was playing with some local groups here, but more like singer-songwriter stuff. And then come 2023, our local bar was closing. I had an itch to do something, and I was like thinking, maybe I should bring back my old stuff, like my old solo material, and put a band together and see how that goes. And it was so much fun, you know, like the circus horse and the sawdust and all that. So we had so much fun. We just continued playing. It was supposed to be just that one night, but we continued. We had some local gigs. I started writing again. And released a new EP. And the last fall, we went to Spain for a tour, and we're playing both local gigs and Europe again this year. So, was a quick.
There goes everything I was going to ask you, because you summed it all.
No.
You summed it up. No, I'm just so let me say that. So when you went over to Spain, you toured with the Rubenews. Am I not correct, or am I correct?
That is correct. We opened for the Rubenews on that tour.
And any listener of my program knows that I'm a pretty darn big fan of the Rubenews. So I was pretty excited when
me heard too. And man, what sweet people too. So that was a real treat for us to, I had actually never seen them live. So I got to see them live for 10 days, which was pretty amazing. And real, real great guys to hang with and to play with. And that was a great opportunity for us, because we managed then to, I've played in Spain before, but like many, many years ago. And this way we could play for some bigger audiences than we would have if we went on our own.
Now let's go back to, you were talking about in those early days when you picked up with the band Weld. And I just want to, I need to note this. That you won a Norwegian, well, I'll call it a Norwegian Grammy, because much like your first band name, I can't pronounce what the Norwegian Grammy is, but you won a...
Yeah, it's the equivalent. It's called a Spellemannspris.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's the Norwegian equivalent, yeah.
So it was for... what was the award for?
It was for Best Newcomer, so Best New Band, basically, a category. And that's was for our first record, which was called Natural Tools.
Now, what's interesting about Weld is the sound of Weld into your solo stuff, I would say, has a much different sound to it. Am I correct?
Yes. No, it very much does. And although I loved playing with them, great people, and learned a lot from, we did the whole college circuit for a couple of years in Norway, and I played a ton of shows and learned a lot about being on a stage. But it never really was the music that was close to my heart, and I wasn't a songwriter in that band. I mean, I wrote, I think, maybe one song that we played. It was, after a while, it felt, you know, I felt like, oh, I want to do my own stuff. I wanted to to play a little bit different type of music. So that's why the band broke up in 96, because I wanted to do different things. And it sort of started on the top and downwards it went. But, you know, it's like we were kind of at the right place at the right time and got picked up. Then when I started dabbling on my own with my power pop stuff, it's like everybody was, no, we want you to sing, you know, the singer-songwriter garage, or no, the Americana stuff that you did on the
right.
Weld. But, you know, yeah, it's always hard to keep people happy through a change like that. But definitely Weld. I'm very glad that I was part of it, because I really learned a lot. But yeah, it's it was a little bit of a transition, to put it that way.
So you were mentioning your own influences or what you were possibly listening to, which might not have necessarily been showcased in Weld. So when you were going off on your own, let's talk about those influences or what you were listening to, because I believe Moss Norway was actually known as kind of the hub for like garage rock for the last 50 some years, right?
Garage rock, surf rock. Yeah, for sure. It was. And a lot of bands came out of that town. But, you know, I started listening to a lot of, like, power pop, to put it that way. Fountains of Wayne, Blondie, The Knack, you know, Ruby News, and also a lot of garage rock. And I don't know, I just wanted to do slightly different stuff, and I wanted to experiment, you know? Like, I didn't really want to be in an established band. I was only 19 years old, so
understand. And I also noticed I believe I saw it on your website that one of the bands that you you name dropped as an influence was Cub.
Yes, absolutely. Cub was, I got the Japanese single version of their first record, and I played that to death. And as you may have noticed, on the latest EP that we recorded with the Vibeke Sagerstedt band last fall, we actually do a cover of their song, or not Cub's song, but the Lisa Marr, the songwriter, one of her songs called Another Light, which always has been a favorite of mine. It's with the Lisa Marr Experiment. And I actually contacted her and asked her if it was okay to cover the song. And she was thrilled and the sweetest as she could be. And she corrected some little lyrical mistakes that, you know, that I had made in the and sort of picking the lyrics off of the song. And yeah, and then we recorded that song, and I'm really happy about it. And I always wanted, it's like on my list of songs I wish that I wrote.
Well, let's do this. Let's hold off on revealing more of those songs, because let's get to that song, and let's play Another Light from the debut EP, The Sun Sessions. Here's the Vibeke Sagerstedt Band.
Even day.
That's another light from Vibeke Sagerstad, or actually the Vibeke Sagerstad Band, who are performing live tomorrow at Get Hip Records. If you are unfamiliar with whatever that is, a couple things. The show starts at 7. Todd Cheat of the Cheats will be doing some DJing, but the band will be playing, and Get Hip is located at 1800 Columbus Avenue on the North Shore, right above Bicycle Heaven. If you are unfamiliar with any of that, it's such a cool venue, such a great space, and it's going to be such a good show. That is happening tomorrow. But Vibeke is on the phone with me right now, joining me here on the Viva La Mock radio program to talk about just rock and roll. And we last left off on this list, this coveted imaginary list you have of songs you would like to record or perform outside of Another Light. What else might be on that list?
One that has been always that I've carried around in my pocket is, and that we might hear tomorrow, hopefully, we'll see, is Scandal's Goodbye to You.
Good, like that.
Which is like, you know, a real fun song. In my songwriting, I always have put a great emphasis on that it should be fun. You know, power pop, obviously, by definition, is poppy songs with a clear hook, a clear chorus, a clear melody, but with power, like with a lot of guitars and a lot of drum-driven power behind it. But yeah, it's like it's always been a goal to not only for us and me to have fun, but also for the audience to have fun. And it's a pretty energetic show. It was cool when we were in Spain last fall, where, you know, the Spanish audience is amazing. You come out maybe on a Tuesday in a small town and say there's 45 people in the room, but when you come out, they're smack dab right up in front of the stage waiting. They want a party, they want a show, and, you know, that's a pretty cool way to start a gig. So yeah, it's all, that's always been my goal to just, yeah, have fun with music, you know.
Now, these you had, was it 3 solo albums in the early aughts? I guess maybe that's when those came out. But all of this vein, I would say, of your power pop prowess. And let's talk a little bit about, so this is just a little, let's call it a little tour you're doing, just to, you know.
Yes, mini tour.
A mini tour to dust the snow off of your vehicle, apparently, because you're like, oh, what's the best time to do a little mini tour? Let's do it in late February, right after a nor'easter.
Well, you know, for someone who's used to drive across the country of Norway in the middle of winter, and you have to drive in sort of like car chains where you can't lose sight of the car in front of you. I think it's okay. We can do it.
And I should congratulate your home country on once again basically winning the Olympics.
My father's very happy.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those, I always say, you know, the Winter Olympics, I believe Norway invented them, because you look at all of the events, or a lot of those events, and it's just like, you've got to be a crazy Norwegian to want to just zip down a hill at a bazillion miles an hour and then take out a gun and then run up the hill again and then do something else that's very just demanding with ice and snow. So, once again, the medal count came with Norway on top. I digress. We weren't here to talk about sports, and I just thought I'd throw that in there. But
well, thank you.
So outside of this mini tour, you know, now that we are into the new year, what are your plans for, you know, like, so all of a sudden this band, which kind of was, I feel like it was just a fun idea, has evolved into something for you. You've toured Spain. You're doing this little tour. What's next?
Yeah, it's definitely become like for lack of the better word, a real band. Are planning to, we're doing a local show here in Beacon at the end of March with the Split Squad, and in June we are headed back towards my home turf, Moss, and play a festival there called Lysnetter, which means lit nights or summer nights. You can maybe translate it with and then it's off to Malmö in Sweden to play with the Nomads, one of my favorite bands and good friends. and then Denmark, and then we're zipping down to Italy for a few shows. So that's going to be great. And we're also doing Spain again this fall.
Okay, so I'm
those
not,
are the plans.
I'm not hearing a lot of shows in the United States right now.
It's so hard to book them.
I know.
I definitely want to try to do something up Boston way, maybe in April, because our one of our record companies, I should say, Rumbar Records, who put out the CD of this latest EP, the Sun Sessions, are based in Boston, and we played there a couple of years ago with a couple of great bands, and we have some friends up there, you know, Muck and the Myers, and so we want to try to go back up there and play a show for sure. And you know, there's always, I always have a lot of ideas and try to, but it's you know, it's a hustle.
I don't even know what it's, because it is indeed a hustle.
Yeah, no,
so let's give the shout out, because Rumbar put, you said, the CD out of this the Sun Sessions EP, and
yep.
Then there's a vinyl version that Red Chuck Records put out.
Correct. So Red Chuck is out of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. It's run by Michael Giblin, and who very generously offered to put out the vinyl, which is great, because you know, my audience very much is a vinyl audience, so it's great to have that option to sell some vinyl as well, especially over in Europe. I mean, they go crazy for the vinyl over there.
That's amazing. That's awesome to hear too.
Yeah, right?
And I want to note that now I'm blanking. Cliff Mott, is that the artist
correct.
Who did the artwork on this? And if you see his artwork, you might identify with it like almost immediately, because he's done so many iconic things. I think he's worked with the Dictators and the Helicopters and Electric Frankenstein, and he does all those Loser Lounge posters and compilations and such, but
for sure. He also did a couple of Fleshtones covers. I think Jet Set Fleshtones, or especially a couple of t-shirts that, and I'm not sure about covers, but definitely he's done some t-shirt work for them. Yeah.
Very iconic, very, and I just want to
really talented guy.
Give him.
Really, and nice guy also.
And speaking of Fleshtones, and I know you mentioned that your husband, Ken Fox, who plays in the Fleshtones, also plays in your band, which makes a whole lot of sense. And then you got a couple other local players who play with you, correct?
That is correct, yes. So on guitar, we have Josh Stark. He used to play in a band called Knock Yourself Out, also with our drummer Mike Rasmus, and has played with also a bunch of other combos around Beacon and the area and in the city. And Mark Weston is the other guitar player, and he's a great songwriter in his own right, albeit a slightly different style, but he's a great guitar player. And I love having two very different guitar players coming from different musical backgrounds that really work on, you know, doing like things that work together. And that's actually something that I've always had in my, I mean, I don't call these guys my backing band. Now it feels very much like a band, but in different varieties of the Vibecus Augusta band or Vibecus Augusta with band. And back in the day, I've always had guitar players that were had a very different sort of expression, way of expressing themselves. So one more punky, you know, classic rock and roll. And, you know, it really sort of like melds together in a fun way, which is cool. So hopefully that's something that we'll come across also tomorrow.
I was going to say, there's one way for anyone listening to find out, and that's because there's a show tomorrow at Get Hip Records. It's again, more information is at gethip.com, but I'll tell you the information I know. It's they're down on the North Shore, 1800 Columbus Avenue, and they're above Bicycle Heaven. Again, the show's tomorrow, and doors are at 7 p.m. So it will be a very, very fun, energetic night. So I'm just making people aware of that. Now, before we wrap up, there's a couple things I wanted to mention. Like, so if you're thinking of the sound, and I think it was really best described, and I forget what publication said this, but so I don't get some sort of plagiarism accusation, but they basically, likened it to, Blondie meets the Knack.
Yes. Yeah. I think it was powerpopaholic.com. So like, who said that if you take, if you take Debbie Harry and make her the singer of the Knack, that's basically the Vibeke Sagstedt band. So that's kind of fun. I mean, this was I think he said this before this last version of the band, but probably when I released my last album, which was the world famous Hat Trick. But that's a compliment if ever I heard one. So
and I believe you've been cited as the queen of Nordicana power pop. Am I correct? Right. Like I'm trying to find the source of that.
Yeah, that sounds very familiar, but it's very, very flattering. That's a new genre, I guess.
And that's the best way to be the best at it is, you know, you create your own genre.
Exactly.
And then you're it. So no, but that's it's some wonderful power pop. The new EP, the Sun Sessions EP, is available through Bandcamp.
We'll definitely bring.
And vinyl and CD versions are going to be probably at the show. I'm totally imagining that. Vibeke, thank you so much for joining me to chat about this, to talk about tomorrow's show. I'm very excited about it. Before we go, I want to actually go back to, we're going to want to end the set, this segment here, go back to that, I'll call it solo, but it really, you know, you had a band. It wasn't just you solo, but the world famous Hat Trick album, and play one last song. The song I want to play is not the song that everyone's like, oh, this is the song that kind of made a dent, got Little Steven's attention and all that. I want to go to another track on the album, Keep on Dreaming. Any words of this as we go into that song?
Definitely a personal favorite of mine, and also a song that we always make room for in our set because it's such a fun song to play and hopefully also to listen to.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Vibeke. Again, the Vibeke Sagstedt Band performing live tomorrow at Get Hip Records, 1800 Columbus Avenue on the North Shore, just right above Bicycle Heaven. Doors are at 7 p.m. More information can be found at gethip.com. Once again, thank you, Vibeke.
Thank you for having me.
And now we're going to end this segment from the world-famous Hat Trick. Here's Vibeke Sagstedt with Keep On Dreaming.
Face on the album cover. No, I'm acting lame. What's a girl do?
As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been helping people live longer and more independent lives.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. Learn more at MDA.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.